on North Main in Canton. Breakfast and sports conversation on the Coach's Roundtable Football Edition broadcast. Sponsors include Hy-Vee of Canton, Spoon River Animal Clinic, State Farm Insurance Agent Tom Conklin, Mid-American National Bank, Farm King, GM Mechanical, Lozier Oil, Haynes Physical Therapy, Mid-Century Fiber, and Rhodes Real Estate and Land Auction Service. Take WBYS with you wherever you go. Visit 1560WBYS.com for streaming online or to download the free app. Sports Saturday and Coach's Roundtable on WBYS next with Leon Groover live from Hy-Vee.
The month of September with week two area high school football, and our Coaches Roundtable kicks off our Sports Saturday. It'll be a busy one. We have our Coaches Roundtable with the area football coaches. We'll chat with them. Coming up at 10 o'clock, we have Illini football, and that's the pregame. Brian Barnhart with the call today. Kickoff at 11 as Illinois opens up against Ball State. We'll have that for you today here on WBYS. Area coaches today will be joining us Darren Winkler and also Cody Myers of Canton. That'll be in the opening session. Farmington, Nick Hoffman, assistant, will be joining us in the second half. And Elliot Craig from North Fulton, they are off to a 2-0 start, will be at the tail end of our coaches' roundtable. Let's give you the score roundup from last evening at Canton last night. In week two, Canton sophomores win 50-0 over Macomb. Canton varsity goes to 2-0. They amassed over 500 total yards in offense last night. And Canton varsity is 61-0 over Macomb. Stark County gets by Lewistown 18-6. It was Farmington going to 2-0. They beat Rushville Industry 29-20. We'll talk with Nick Hoffman, the assistant. North Fulton, a 24-14 win at Havana. South Fulton goes to 2-0. They beat Vicksville West Central 42-32. Mid-County Oneida 20, Knoxville 16, Princeville 56, and Peoria Heights 6, and also... And again, the action here, and you mentioned that South Fulton is 1-1, and they, okay, so it's 1-1 South Fulton. Princeville won 56-6 over Peoria Heights. Abington Avon over Ridgewood Cambridge, 59-20. Scioto West Prairie Bushnell, 30. Monmouth United, 20. They're off to a 2-0 start. Elmwood Brenfield, 30. Anawan Wethersfield, 22. Lonnie West, 34. Mercer County, 12. It was Sterling knocking off Pekin 49-7. Other games, two big plays in late in the game. Morris turns around a 10-7 deficit at halftime. Morris beats Washington 21-10. We'll begin the Midland High Conference season this Friday, week three, and begin the 36th season of the Midland High against Washington this Friday night. Dunlap goes to 2-0, 35-21 over Marion. Luke Benioff in the running back position this year, 209 yards rushing. LaSalle Peru beats Limestone 35-12. Morton 50, Centralia 42. Morton's off to a 2-0 start for Coach Brilli. They put up 90 points in their first two games. East Peoria gets a win for Eric Black. He is the assistant coach there, 13-6 over East Moline. And Monticello for IVC, 55-7. Other winners, Jerseyville 27, Metamora 24. Ridgewood, that's Ridgewood 70, Peoria High 69. That was in overtime. Peoria Notre Dame over Manuel 72-7. Normal West 41, O'Fallon 7. DMAC 56, Colfax Ridgeview 22. Other winners, Field Quest 26, El Paso Gridley 14, Leroy over Tremont 30-6. Galesburg over Glen Ellen 40-29. And Decatur MacArthur beat Sacred Heart Griffin last night 34-32. It might be one of the big surprises on the scoreboard from last evening. And Normal Community over Bloomington, 54-30. Next week in the Middle Illinois, East Peoria at Limestone, Washington at Canton, Pekin at Dunlap, Morton at Metamora. In week three, area football, Illinois West at Farmington, Rushville at Knoxville, South Fulton will be at Lewistown, North Fulton at A-Town, Peoria Heights at Elmwood Brimfield, and Havana at Scioto West Prairie. We'll talk Lewistown football. Darren Winkler joins us, our first time out live from Sports Saturday. Streamed online, 1560WBYS.com. Back with our first break, live from Hy-Vee.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for back-to-school clothing and accessories. Farm King has an excellent selection of denim for boys and girls, and check out the Under Armour. Farm King back-to-school clothing for kids includes shorts, tees, dresses, accessories, and pants, plus shoes from Skechers, Doc Martens, Red Wing, Ariat, and Justin.
Find your back-to-school clothing and more at Farm King in Monmouth, Galesburg, Canton, Burlington, Kewaunee, and Macomb. Farm King, your family store with more.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, insurance? Then let State Farm agent Tom Conklin in Farmington help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Tom and his team handling your auto, home, renters, and life insurance, you'll have more time and money for everything else. That's money Tom can help you put towards a college savings plan or your retirement. Call State Farm agent Tom Conklin today at 245-4243 or check out his website at conklinsf.com and get to a better state with State Farm.
Introducing Repeat Refills. Now you can have your prescriptions filled automatically at the Hy-Vee Pharmacy. With Repeat Refills, your prescriptions are automatically filled ahead of time and ready when you are. We'll even call you when your order is ready. Let your Hy-Vee Pharmacy help you stay on top of your medication therapy. Ask your helpful Hy-Vee pharmacists about Repeat Refills today. Then you'll never have to worry about running out of medication again.
Repeat Refills, now available at your Canton Hy-Vee Pharmacy, 825 North Main Street.
Yeah. Back with the Coach's Roundtable, we'll begin our conversation this morning. Darren Winkler from Lewistown. And again, they go into Stark County last night. Always a very tough place to go and to play. And that's one of my favorite places, actually, to broadcast from. I mean, you're right there in the sideline. You're broadcasting. It's a tremendous atmosphere. I know, tough match for you guys last night. Lose 18-6, but I know much better in a lot of different areas for you last night.
Yeah, you know, first half, our defense played fantastic, you know, and kept us in the ball game. It was 0-0 till about 3 minutes to go in the half. And, you know, offensively, we just missed a lot of opportunities. We weren't clicking. I think we were 0-10 with one interception in the first half throwing the ball. And, you know, there were three plays that I can remember off the top of my head where we had three or four steps behind their defenders on the top level. And, you know, we make those completions and, you know, good things happen. And the ball game's a different story. But that's not the way it goes. So, you know, I was pretty happy with our quarterback. Cade Beekman came back last night in the second half and kind of shook that rust off. And I think we were 9-12 for 133 and a touchdown in the second half. And, you know, we played a lot better, you know, second half after making a few adjustments.
What did they defensively show you? You're pretty familiar with a lot of stuff that, again, over there for Stark County. What's defending and when you want to spread the football and use your formations there?
Well, I mean, Stark County's got their offensive and defensive lines and their defensive interior. They are fantastic. They're huge. You know, I mean, they got guys out there that are 6'4", you know, 280, 285. I mean, and it's not just one.
Right.
You know, they got a receiver at 6'7", 215. You know, I mean, they're big kids and very strong. So that's the strength of the team. They run a 3-5, which is base, which is what we expected. We knew they'd throw an even front in there against us when we had some short yardage stuff. So, you know, I thought we prepared real well, and the game plan was good. We just made way too many mistakes early. And against a good team like that, you just can't make those mistakes because they're going to capitalize every time, and they did.
Well, when you look at it, did you get any opportunities? You mentioned you had a couple of chances early moving the football there, and, again, had a bunch of, incomplete kind of situations in passing.
Yeah, we had some trouble running the ball on them early because of their size and their strength. And, you know, running between the tackles was almost null and void. You know, we got on the edge a couple times and made some good things happen. You know, a lot of the short passing game was there, but we just had trouble making those connections. And, you know, it doesn't matter how open it is. If the ball, if we don't get it there and we don't catch it and, you know, we don't hold on to it, you know, it's a big problem. So, you know, it was just one of those things. We had to stay calm and stick with the game plan. And I told them at halftime, we're not changing anything. It's all there. The game plan's solid. We just have to execute. And we did a much better job the second half.
Well, when you look at this team now, and again, facing an 0-2 start but at home against a really good rival, and South Fulham has always been pretty good, solid in rivalry. Again, it's a, you know, you want to put a kind of a must kind of a situation, because it can go really south real quickly here the rest of the season here.
Oh, yeah, but our kids, we've played this schedule here for 3 or 4 years now, and, you know, they know that the first two games is preseason. You know, I mean, yeah, it counts, and we want to win them, but, you know, these two games are designed to get us ready and you know, to go into our conference play and play at the best possible level. You know, Princeville, I think, is one of the better 1A football teams in the area. I mean, speed-wise, size-wise, they can throw, they can run. you know, I think they're lethal, you know, and I think they put up almost 70 points last night again.
And that makes a difference when you play them game one as compared later in the season,
you
right?
Betcha.
I mean, it makes a difference.
Yeah, because, you know, when you get in the playoffs, you can withdraw those people again. You know, and then going up to Stark County, I mean, like you said, one of my favorite stadiums around. I mean, it's just a great small-town atmosphere, and they've got unbelievable support up there and real good field. And so I really enjoy playing up there, and those kids are very well coached. So, you know, it was a great ball game last night. And we had some kids do a lot of really good things. And, you know, I told them, you know, all week long, I said, you know, we've got to take steps forward. We can't go backwards.
No.
The first week we made way too many mistakes. Last night we played much better in a lot of areas. Defensively, I thought we were much, much better. And we played better up front on the offensive line. So, you know, against a very, very good
defensive
line.
That's very critical.
Yeah, because when I saw that film, I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know, Stark County's kids might eat us. I'm not sure, you know, but they're just big and strong and fast, and they get after you. So I was real proud of our kids for how well we played. Like I said, we made three or four catches there in that first half. You know, that instead of it being 6-0 them halftime, it could have very easily have been 21-0 us, you know. And so, but like they say, when you throw the ball, three things happen, or, you know, and two of them are bad.
Yeah.
And last night, we seemed to hit those two instead of the one good one more often than not.
And you'll take a lot of games when you're only giving up 18 points. I mean, that really just solidly just keeps you in the game all the time, right? I mean,
well, we put our defense behind the eight ball. It was way too many three and outs. I think we only had 39 yards total offense in the first half. Our defense out there the whole time. Mm-hmm. And a school like us, you know, all our guys starting on defense are starting on offense. So, you know, I thought we did a real good job getting things. We didn't have to make any adjustments at halftime. We didn't fix anything. Just talking to them about, you know, hey, we got to take some of the pressure off these guys on defense, and we got to get the ball moving.
That's right.
You know, move the chains. And I thought we did a much better job of that in the second half, and, you know, we just kind of ran out of bodies and ran out of gas late.
You mentioned a couple of people that was would stand out in your looking at either offensive or defensively last night for you guys.
We had several people play a very good game. Jake Myers, senior wide receiver, D-back, had a great ball game for us. I think he had 104 catches for 102 yards and a touchdown. And I know he had a double digits in tackles.
Mm-hmm.
Jake wasn't out last year, and he came back out this year. And he's just playing fantastic. You know, very, very happy with him. And he's a super kid, too, so he makes our team better just being there. So very happy for him, having a great game last night. Proud of him. I thought Kyle Hand, our middle linebacker, offensive guard, played outstanding last night. You know, really took more than one step forward. So, you know, was very happy with his effort as well. So, you know, Ken Thomas played a good ball game for us offensively and defensively. So we've got some kids stepping up and playing.
Right.
But, you know, we've got some things fixed, some things worked out. Now we know what we need to do here. And I told him last night, you know, preseason's over. Now it's conference play, you know, and everything's on the line. So, you know, we're going to get back to work this week, and we're really looking forward to this Friday.
Yeah. I know coaches always, again, you know, your pivotal seasons come with key games at home, and this is one of those.
In
this particular thing. What's the key thing against South Fulton? What will you think be able to execute against them?
Well, we've just got to take care of us. You know, we can't go out and go 0-10 the first half.
Right.
You know, and that's going to be something I'm going to hit on very hard this week. We've got to, you know, when we throw the ball, we've got to secure things.
Right.
We've got to make sure it's on the money, and it should be. I mean, we've been doing this for, you know, 6, 7, 8 weeks now. So, you know, counting some camp in July and all that stuff. So, you know, we've just got to make sure that we're hitting what we need to hit.
Absolutely.
Taking advantage of every piece of good field position on the game field that we can take advantage of.
Absolutely. This is one of your favorite times. We got, you know, we get into the part of our high school schedule. We got college football.
Oh,
NFL starts next week.
College football,
this
man.
You relish this time,
yeah,
dude, right?
Yeah, I think Thursday night I watched Ohio State, Indiana, and then watched...
Great game. Indiana really played well, didn't they?
You betcha. They can throw the rock. And then I watched Indiana...
Oklahoma State?
No, Arizona State.
Okay.
New Mexico State game. And then after that, I watched the replay of Utah and North Dakota. So I was up till like 4:30 in the morning watching college football. Yeah, I love it. College football is to me is more like high school football. You know, kids, they're playing for rivalries, and you know, it's high school football expanded.
So, yeah,
you know, I love it. I'm excited to get today.
I'm excited to get to Illinois going too. You know, second year with Loving, and see what happens. You got 30 freshmen who might be able to contribute, so we'll see how things go.
Yeah, I agree.
That's right. Darren, good week of preparation. Good luck to you against South Fulton coming up.
Thank you, sir. We need it.
You got more coming up. We'll talk Canton Lurgeon football as we continue. First half coaches roundtable streamed online, 1560wbys.com. We're live from Hy-Vee. Break 2 is coming up next.
Your local community bank is Mid-America National Bank. I'm Mitch Coonrod, Assistant Vice President, and we're proud to serve our community. We've been involved with community events since 1933. Our employees, stockholders, and directors live here, and we invest locally. Look around at the next game. You'll see someone with a connection to Mid-America. Visit us at midnatbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. As a small business, I believe my most valuable asset is the people that I am fortunate to serve. It's the account of their experience that helps to sustain my business. One patient states, "A friend and I had the same surgery by the same surgeon on the same day. My outcome with Adam was bottom line faster and significantly better. My surgeon was impressed how far ahead of schedule I was." For more accounts such as this, visit our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
Back here with the Canton Lurgeon head coach, Cody Myers, off to a 2-0 start last night and a 61-0 win over Macomb last night. And Cody, and, you know, when you talk about character, and the articles, we talk about character and this team, and a lot of hype, a lot of attention kind of away from the actual game itself, and kids handled the pressure, handled it well going into the last game, because we just seem to get momentum and we continue to get draw attention to our program, which is really a positive thing, and how they mature and handle that kind of situation from week to week here is very, very important for this season.
Yeah, and I'm so proud of the Canton Little Giant players over the last four seasons. You know, from 2014 to now, those guys have made a huge difference, and I see so many of those guys on the sidelines and knocking on the locker room door last night. You know, you really get a feel that this is a program. So I don't think those things are distractions. I think those things are kind of pulling us together.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice.
It's how you deal with that, really. It's kind of how you have that keep in perspective, maybe the proper way to, you know.
Yeah, it's the way it should be. Every day when these kids walk into the stadium, they're always glancing up at the footballs or, you know, on the entrance there, the playoff footballs, conference championship footballs, and then also walking in the halls, those guys are always glancing over at that trophy case. So they're familiar with the tradition that's there, and, you know, little things like that and articles like that make me proud to be a Little Giant.
Absolutely. Scored early in the game last night, got out to the lead, but it was the second quarter when we started putting things together last night and put up 28 points last night, amassed over 500 yards total offense last night. And these are the kind of things you're starting to formulate and to see the identity of this football team, that we're not going to be one-dimensional. We're going to be able to call about anything and kind of keep the defense off balance.
Yeah, when we came out last night, we wanted to hit him on the weak side, and we've been showing a lot of strong side plays. So, you know, Drake Yerbick had a nice little night for us. And, you know, first quarter, we feel things out and see where they're lining up, and the kids took advantage of it.
We had the opportunity. You know, I know that you prefer maybe going in to look to run, but we had the ability to take some shots down the field last night. I'm very successful with the Clint last night, I thought. And, again, give a lot of credit. That O-line held up last night, did a really good job in pass protection.
Yeah, and me and Clint have had a lot of conversations about pass protection and where he feels comfortable stepping up and moving around and some pump fakes and different things. And he's got a great grasp on it, and Coach Schroat's done an awesome job with him on a daily basis, working on his footwork, working on where to turn his head, get his eyes, who we're reading. You know, little things like that have made a huge difference for us, and it all starts with the O-line. You know, without those guys, we wouldn't be able to pass the ball. And I knew a few games last year we had some issues, and, you know, we tried to shore them up in the playoffs, and we've been getting better ever since then.
I know that it doesn't detract from the big win, the numbers of points you put on the board, but again, some missed opportunities. And you look at it against some other teams, you're not going to be able to get away with that and put the points on the board. You had some second-chance opportunities after a couple of touchdowns were taken away last night, some critical penalties. Again, we talk about less penalties, but a little bit more critical when they were called.
Yeah, and, you know, I would say some of the mistakes we're making is definitely me just being a first-year head coach, feeling things out, and first-year offensive coordinator. I've never called offense in my life either, so, you know, hopefully I can figure it out here going forward. But we're going to fix things.
Yeah.
We're getting better every week. And,
absolutely.
And, you know, we just have to trust in what we're doing, and we'll figure it out.
You kind of like the way that this team turns up a notch and be able to play the intensity and the physical kind of play. You know, that's going to be one of the staples that you'll hang your hat on, is that the ability for this team to play very physical and, again, to just get after it and kind of continue. And I thought even when you had underclassmen in last night, the intensity continued all the way to the end of the game with this. And that's going to make you very, very proud of this team. Start to the end of the game last night to finish the deal last night.
Well, you know, Thursday night, our freshman team went over and battled Galesburg to a six-point game and then carried over to that sophomore game. They played really hard yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, freshman through senior, I can't complain about our effort right now. You know, obviously there's always going to be technique things and new plays and different stuff that you want to put in and adjust and get better at. But as of right now, you know, I couldn't be more happy with how these guys prepare themselves. And they love home games. They love coming around Fanstock Field and doing their thing in front of the town and the community and the school, and it's been fun.
Yeah, a lot of contributors, and that's got to just make you, with play calling, it's just going to be so fun. You know, when you had the options with Magnuson and Nathan Lucas is now starting to fit into his role, and you got a bunch of other guys, Jake Smith, able to kind of play quarterback at times at the tail end of the game and see what the future is, how strong a kid he is. I mean, there's a lot of great things to look at this offense, isn't there?
You know, I heard a couple people joking after the game last night that Jake Smith's the ultimate utility player, that he's blocking for a touchdown, catching a touchdown, running a touchdown, cutting the grass, holding for the kicks, making a tackle on the kickoff, selling the popcorn.
Very important, isn't it?
Taking the tickets at the gate. Jake Smith's been awesome for us. So, you know, it's guys like that that make this offense fun to call. Everybody has their role, and some of these guys, they really embrace it.
Absolutely. And we can't, you know, kind of take anything away. The defense, another solid game last night and never gave them. And I think they had once or twice late in the game, they had the ball 35-40, about the closest they got even to a chance to score last night. So this defense was so solid in play calling last night as well.
Yeah, and going forward, you know, obviously your goal every week is zero, but your goal every time you play a game is to win, and that's not always realistic. You know, you know, I don't know many people that went undefeated for their entire careers. You know, it's a very rare thing. Going into last night and knowing that our goal was to not let them score, and to do that, it was nice. But going forward, you know, it's going to be just to hold the team so we can win, and I like our odds.
Yeah, and I like the fact that, we've had some bumps and bruises and those types of things, but nothing injury-wise carry over. We'll start to get some more people healthy here and those type of things. So we're moving forward, and that's a good positive direction as we go against Washington, open up the conference this week.
Yeah, it's funny. You can get healthier through a game.
Yeah.
I felt like as the game went on last night, we got healthier. We felt more comfortable with our injuries. I felt like when we came out in the first quarter, maybe a couple people were a little worried about certain body parts that might be hurting. And then as the game went on, they were really comfortable with what our training staff had set them up with tape-wise and so on and so forth. So hopefully we can go into next week healthy.
When you look at this, what one thing do you look back at last night and say, you know, we've got to do a little better job? Like, anything kind of stick out other than maybe the penalties at the wrong opportune times, those type of things? Anything else kind of you look at, you say, hey, we got to do a little tweaking of this or get it fixed a little bit?
You know, our extra point team, I feel really bad for Jesse Theobald. He is doing double duty right now, and I think a lot of people don't understand that football is something he does on the side, and he loves being a part of it, and the guys love him being around. But he's a great soccer player here for Canton High School, and we love to have him when we can get him, but we don't get him very often.
Yeah.
And, you know, we try to work on some things. And
I thought he did a great job kicking off those different things.
Oh, yeah.
He, football, he did a fantastic
very
job.
Very versatile player for him.
Yeah.
And he can do a lot of things. But I feel bad for him in the sense that we're struggling to block for him. And some of our snaps and holds have been a little shaky according to the guys. the snapper and the holder, you know, they apologized, said they'll get it right. But, you know, we've got to shore up our extra point team. You know, that one point, you never know.
No,
that could be
exactly. Absolutely. Yeah, the interception last night, blocked punt, a lot of contributing in special teams. And, again, those will be really valuable. Those are game changers. Those are things that can really, we just talked a little bit about that as well. Onside kicks, recovery, all should have had an onside recovery last night in regards to that, but little things like that do change the complexion of the game huge.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely nice to have a good special teams group, and, you know, we've made that a focal point of different things that we talk about during the week. And on Monday, I'll be sure to talk about the kickoff team and kickoff return for a touchdown that got called back, or the onside kick we recovered that got called back. So, you know, I know we have those things in our back pocket, and I'd rather have it that way than wondering what we should do.
Absolutely. Wendy, I know you're starting to break down a little bit of film against Washington, and you know that they're going to bounce back after a tough loss to Morris last night. They had a lead at halftime and surrendered some points in the second half. But it has become a very great rivalry between Canton and Washington. I know, at least for football-wise, last year I know that we didn't play well in the first half, but I thought we dominated the game last year in the second half. I thought we really woke up and played physical, and from that time on, I think we started really believing in ourselves, and those are kind of really key games at the beginning of the conference.
You know, when we shut the locker room door last year going into Metamora, we changed our mindset. So going into Washington last year, I felt like we were playing not to lose, and about halfway through that game, we were like, oh, this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
And that's not something that we said. It was just kind of the vibe you were getting.
Right.
Hey, let's just go kind of play and see where we're at here. Well, when we went into Metamora last year, we had a little different vibe. Let's play as hard as we can. Let's do things right. Let's leave it all on the field. And when we get to the end of the game, let's look at the scoreboard the last few minutes, and then we'll make adjustments. Just play as hard as you can. Leave it out there. And our kids embraced that from that point going forward. And anybody that was there that night understands how much fun that was. And the rest of the season last year. So, you know, that's our goal going into this week.
Absolutely.
Leave it all out there.
Absolutely. What's it like to look up in the stands and see them full? And a great crowd on hand, making a lot of noise. Had a great cause last night for the community as well. Gearing up for pet animal kind of goods. There's been a animal clinic, Angie and her staff. Again, we're out there collecting all that. All part of being part of this community. And then what a great part of a friendship. That's our theme. You know, that's our... want, you know, the thing that we kind of hang our hat on, and it's very evident that people hang their hat on a lot with success with football as well.
Yeah, and, you know, we would love to be a positive thing for this community, and our kids love this community as well. So for them to be able to do that at our game last night,
yeah.
I felt very blessed. But I got a kick out of our ball boys last night. They looked at me before the game, coach, 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 and they're tugging on my shirt. What's up, guys? Everything okay? There's a lot of people here. Yeah, it was about 45 minutes before the game, so I knew it would be a little
for them too, right?
Oh, man, it was an eye-opening one
yeah.
for them. And it's things like that. It's the JFO players that are giving our guys fives on the way in. Those are the future Canton football little giants. So
absolutely.
That's what we want.
Cody, continued success. Good week of preparation for Washington. And always thanks for coming on and talking little giant football here. And enjoy your early birthday because it's next week. But it'll be a nice birthday present on Friday if we get to succeed and have a win against Washington, right?
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be really. It'd be a thrill to get things going in the right direction in the conference. So, and continue success and have a good weekend there, Coach. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having
Thank
me.
You. Coach Cody Myers, head coach of the Canton Little Giants. We'll get to the second half. Coach's Roundtable Talk, Farmington football. The assistant Nick Hoffman and Elliot Craig from North Fulton. Second half, Coach's Roundtable live from Ivy on your Sports Saturday.
Mosier Oil in Farmington is proud to offer 50 years of experience and local service as a distributor for quality ExxonMobil and Chevron products. The staff at Mosier Oil work as a team to bring high-quality lubricants and fuels to their customers. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Mosier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day, so for service that can't be beat, call Mosier Oil today, 245-4846, or visit mosieroil.com. Good luck to all the area athletes and coaches from Mosier Oil in Farmington.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairieland Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at spoonriveranimalclinic.com.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to fiberfastnow.com. Check out the Lock In Your Price for Life offering and pricing. Then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at fiberfastnow.com.
Stock Car Racing hits the High Bank Oval this Labor Day weekend on Sunday with the Dirt Car UMP Modified Fall Nationals at Spinnerer Speedway in a 40-lap feature. Also in action, Super Late Models, Dirt Car MSSC Street Stocks, Pro Late Models in the USEC IMRA Speed 2 Midgets. Race fans, a reminder of early start times on Sunday. Pits open at 11:30 a.m., grandstands at 2 o'clock, hot laps on Sunday around 3, and green flag to drop around 4 o'clock. General admission Sunday will be $20 and all pit passes $40. No racing on Saturday, but dirt will be flying on Sunday with the best modified drivers on hand. Ray Bollinger, Mike Chastain, Brandon Roberts, the A-Dog Alan Weiser vying for the prestigious Fall National title on Sunday. Spooner Speedway, located just off of Route 24 and 7 miles west of Banner. Like them on Facebook or check out the website, SpoonerSpeedway.com, the racer's choice.
Continue coming up at 10 o'clock. We have Illini football and the pregame show. Kickoff at 11 today as Illinois will take on Ball State. That'll be right here on WBYS. Turning to the second half coaches roundtable and one of the assistants with the Farmington Farmers today, Nick Hoffman. Farmington off to a 2-0 start. They win last night at Rushville Industry 29-20. And Nick, first of all, let's talk a bit about what you're doing. First of all, congratulations on a good start there. No. When Toby always comes, he just kind of sits here nonchalant, and he's got that kind of mannerism about him. But what a great individual and coach! Let's talk about some of your duties with the Farmington football team.
I am the offensive line coach and the defensive coordinator on the team.
So, well, when you look at the last night's game, and we were talking a little bit off the air, it was a heart stopper towards the end of the last night's game to hold Rushville Industry off last night.
It was. That's a tough place to play. This is the first time we've gone down there as a team and actually come out with a win. Uh-huh. So we were just happy to get out of there with that win.
Now, you went up at one point, I think at halftime, 22-8. You mentioned actually went up 29-8 in that second half. So your mindset on that particular part, think the game is under control? Anything differently you guys change in regards to things that happened? What got them back in the game there?
Nothing really we've changed. They've got a really fast running back. His last name's Buckner.
Uh-huh.
He just got one on us at the second level, and, I mean, he was gone, and before you know it, they're back in the game.
Now, when you look at this, what were the successful things? And I know that last night Hayden Bratt had 309 yards passing, and he's a very electric kind of a player, isn't he? I mean, he can really think makes happens with his arm and those type of things, and you're able to have great success in the first half passing the football mainly, or were you able to run a little bit?
First half was primarily passing with Hayden. Uh-huh. He did a great job. They were bringing a lot of guys at him, too. He had to make a lot of quick reads.
Mm-hmm.
He did a good job seeing the field, moving around in the pocket there when we needed to give him a little bit more help. But, no, definitely more passing in the first half. Second half, we were able to run the ball a little bit more successfully, especially at times where we needed to hold on to the ball and keep
right.
that clock
right.
going.
The clock, right. That was very critical. And I think sometimes we take that for granted, you know, controlling the clock and those type of things. Mm-hmm. We control the field area, those type of things, really critical in the game. What about, did you do that for the most part in the first half?
The first half, we didn't run it as well as we would have liked to. We came in and made some different changes on the offensive line for the second half. After that, it seemed to kind of gel a little bit, and we were picking up good enough yard sure. where we weren't having to worry about it.
Absolutely. As part of your job and as assistant, what areas were you pleased with as you look at that game last night?
One of the things we had Clayton Smith was or came out of nose guard as his first varsity start, and he did a great job on the defensive line. Mm-hmm. Offensive line, like I said, we did a little bit better job controlling the tempo as far as running the ball than we
right.
have in the past.
And that pass protection, you got to be able to know your blocking schemes calling both ways, right? So
that's right.
A lot of adjustment there at times.
Definitely. And we've got our center, Jack Fletcher, did a great job calling out different defensive fronts and talking about what we need to do and communicating with his mm-hmm. Other linemen and able to pick those up.
Well, what's that like to have another type of a coach on there who has that ability to see as the game is going on? Because sometimes coaches can be a little distracted in certain areas trying to get substitutions or something like that. But when you have somebody out there who has that capability of doing that, it's huge, isn't it?
That's an understatement even. It's a game changer. There's many times where I'm explaining something and I will just be able to look at him mm-hmm. and say, make sure they do it or make sure we all do it, and he'll see it, do it, and talk about it with him.
Absolutely. Said you got to run the football a little bit. Anybody with some big numbers rushing-wise and
Evan,
last night?
Evan Marion did a great job running the ball. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what his exact numbers were, but he ran hard, and there were times where no matter what, even if there was someone with hand on him on the goal line or on the line of scrimmage,
right.
he'd still push through for 5 or 6 yards.
How did they get back in the game? What kind of scores late in the game there? Because you mentioned that it ended up being 29-20, so they put a couple of touchdowns on the board late in the game there last night.
Two of them were that Buckner ring I think I was talking about. Couple big plays they got on us. Another one, we had a couple unfortunate penalties, and they were able to capitalize on those mm-hmm. and ended up getting in the end zone.
Absolutely. Well, what's it like? We had such great success last year. I know it was a tough loss to Monticello. We broadcast that game, and that was I had that feeling of that game there. That was really difficult. It was not only a tough place to kind of broadcast from, but it has the old school kind of atmosphere, and just like we never really got going in that game, did we? We just never got. But now the carryover, you're off to a 2-0 start, and it's got to be exciting to see that momentum. That start to pick up again for this program again.
Yeah, it definitely is. And this group of seniors here are ready to, take over and keep moving mm-hmm. forward. I think we're all getting excited. We know there's a lot of things we still need to work on, but they're coming in every week ready and focused for practice to get better.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that's like Canton and a lot of different schools around here travel well as fans. That's another key thing. And that has the help of the team looks up in the stands, and you got a lot of purple and gold up there and cheering and making some noise and those type of things.
Yeah. I mean, no matter where we've gone, like last night, Rushville was, I think, an hour and 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Turning around, seeing our fans there, we were almost as full as we would be at home.
Absolutely.
So they do a great job going with us wherever we go.
I think our feature game this week on CD Country 107.9 FM is Illini West Farmington. Dakota Horn, who just became a new dad, this week, so we want to give a shout-out to Dakota. He's called Farmington Football, and he's called the Prairie Line Conference for quite a few years. So he and his wife had a baby girl earlier this week, so we want to give a shout-out to Dakota Horn, who's now teaching over in the Bloomington, over there in college. So congratulations to him, and he'll have the call this week. Illini West, again, a perennial, really a strong program over the number of years, and they won a couple of games to start their season. So new to the conference, too, as well. So you don't really get a chance. Farmington has not really played Carthage and Illini West for a few years. So it should be a good mix and a matchup there at home.
Yeah, it should be. And they're a big physical team. You know what they're going to do, but they do it so well that
right.
you just got to find a way to try to stop them. It should be good to have them at home. We played them at Illini West last year, and they were tough last year. So it should be quite the matchup.
Absolutely. How long have you been on Toby's staff, and were you previously assistant coach?
This is my fifth year overall together at Farmington. Mm-hmm. Four of those with Toby.
Yeah. What's kind of like, I imagine you had some connection with Casey?
My first year was with Casey.
Yeah. Well, when you look at turning this program around and the process, you've been by the middle of that process turning kind of the lackluster seasons now to winning and those type of things. What's that process been like for you guys?
It's been a good experience, a good learning, building experience. And I tell you what, that most of it has occurred in the weight room.
Mm-hmm.
The change of culture in the weight room with kids wanting to get in there and work hard has made all the difference. And it's just, it's fun to go to the weight room now with those guys getting after it, and I think they enjoy it as well.
Absolutely. Vic, we appreciate coming up, talking to Farmington football. We wish the best to you and Tilly and the staff, and home this Friday night against the Lionel West. Appreciate you coming up and talking Farmington football today.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
Nick Hoffman with us, assistant for Farmington. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll talk a little bit of North Fulton. They're off to a 2-0 start. Elliot Craig is up next on our Sports Saturday. Live here from IV and streamed online, 1560WBYS.com. Final timeout after this.
Rhodes Real Estate and Land Auction Services is Canton's only locally owned and operated real estate firm. As the new face of real estate in Fulton County and all of West Central Illinois, Jed Rhodes and his staff specialize in land brokerage and auction sales. Whether you are buying or selling residential, farm and rec land, or commercial properties, you can depend on premier land experts at Rhodes Real Estate. Call 647-8811. The new face of real estate, 647-8811. Rhodes Real Estate and Land Auction Services in Canton.
What's smart? That's smart. Introducing That's Smart, a new brand that allows you to save money. From household items to pantry staples, you'll find a wide range of products throughout the store. It's the smart way to save. That's smart.
Be smart. Visit your Canton Hy-Vee today for the new That's Smart groceries. The smart way to save. Only available at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for back-to-school clothing and accessories. Farm King has an excellent selection of denim for boys and girls, and check out the Under Armour. Farm King back-to-school clothing for kids includes shorts, tees, dresses, accessories, and pants, plus shoes from Skechers, Doc Martens, Red Wing, Ariat, and Justin. Find your back-to-school clothing and more at Farm King in Monmouth, Galesburg, Canton, Burlington, Kewaunee, and Macomb. Farm King, your family store with more.
Back to finish up Coach's Roundtable. As we mentioned, coming up here at 10 o'clock, we have Illini football. They open up against Ball State. Pre-game coverage will be at 10, kickoff at 11 today here on WBYS. And we spare no expense, man, no expense.
It's new.
It's kind of new, I guess. But it's see, he's making fun of my equipment here as well. Elliot, nice job, 2-0, and again, I know. I think I took it off, so that makes a difference there.
All right.
Off to a 2-0 start, win last night at Havana, 24-14, and very positive win for you guys to get off to a 2-0 start. And again, congratulations, and thanks for coming up and enjoying breakfast with us today. But tell us about the kind of how that game swung last night. And it looks like it was a very tough game to play up to Havana last night. They
didn't
play well, right?
It is. They have some big kids. He's running Canton's offense, which obviously, as you know, can be very effective.
Yeah.
The way you have to treat it defensively, you kind of have to pick your poison, know you're kind of going to give up, for lack of a better term. We were flat offensively. We did not certainly play very well at times offensively. But at other times we did. I mean, the McAllister kid for us had, I know you're going to say, well, Coach, you must have done something, right? He had 231 yards on 21 carries, 231. We had 306 on the ground on 40, which is 7.5 a carry. So I'm pleased about that. And that's just what they were giving us. They did not want to let us throw the ball at all to what they were playing. In the second half, they probably gave us a little bit more passing stuff, but I just kind of stuck with the hot hand. They're a big physical football team. We did a great job of getting turnovers last night. We did a great job of responding in the second half. At halftime, it was tied at 14, and I told the kids, I said, regardless of the changes and adjustments we make, I said, whichever team plays better defense is going to win the game. And we shut them out. We actually got two safeties, which I've never done anywhere, not just as a head here, but even as an assistant in the game. It's amazing because sometimes it's a special teams play that makes a difference. And we had a punt last night, and Ian Mayall, one of our senior wideout DB kids who played one heck of a game on both sides of the ball, sprints down
Got a good, great punt from McAllister, mm-hmm. and downs it on the 1 yard line. Still tied at 14, third quarter. And then, you know, the next play, we end up getting a safety, and then we get decent field position. And then later in the game, we actually end up getting another safety. So sometimes it can be special teams and just trying to get these kids to understand some cramping issues and different things last night that got to get cleaned up this week with the kids have got to clean up their habits. And I know Coach Brewer's been on them and trying to get, you know, 16, 17, 18-year-old to listen to you as can be. But after what happened last night, hopefully they will. But 2-0 and, you know, 1 week at a time. I know it's cliche. I know it is. But, you know, that's really all we can focus on. And I think the kids have really done a good job with that.
Yeah, there's never, you know, once you start looking ahead and then it's a mind game. And that's the mental part of the game is so critical, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you're thinking in terms of that.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we were flat. We didn't have a lot of energy in the first half. I felt that way in pregame, but I was told by my staff, you know, a little bit differently, but whatever, it is what it is. But, you know, and like I said, they made a conscious effort. They were not going to let Colton Leedy, our quarterback, beat them throwing or running the ball with the way that they were lining up defensively. You know, Coach Wright Jr. and Coach Wright Sr., who's both down there, at Havana. I mean, they're doing a good job. They got some big physical kid, number 25. I can't remember his last name, but number 25 for them is a really nice player offensively. So, you know, I don't know. A guy called me last night that I have a lot of respect for, and you know, I appreciate the win, and, you know, it was sloppy, but we've been in some close games, and you hope maybe – they're not like this every week, but the kids are at least tested in these to hopefully not worry about, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do?
Right.
It's a close game in the fourth quarter. And, you know, so I think sometimes those things are good, too. So,
hey, is this team where you get to a game plan and they stay with it? I mean, they are executing and doing the things you want to do within the game plan.
Yeah, I think so. And, I, you know, when we got to halftime defensively, we had a few different things that we had come in with this week, which is another reason why I felt like we would be better defensively, is I had film. I think I'm pretty good at what I do when I have film. I'm not trying to be conceited. I just
right.
I am, especially on defense. And I didn't have that on West Central. I didn't know West Central was going to run Elmwood's stuff. And
right.
we struggled, and it's hard to just completely – If you prepare all week and you put in a couple different things like we did,
right.
and at halftime, you know, I kind of asked the kids and put it on them, what do you guys think? And they told me what they kind of wanted to do and whatever, and I've put some faith definitely in them, which even with some of my good teams that I have, I'm mm-hmm. sometimes bullheaded and don't always do that, and it's a dictatorship. But I actually thought I did a good job of engaging and listening to them kids last night, and you know, as long as they can keep my trust and execute and do it, I have no problem doing that. But when if they start wanting to do their own thing
right.
and whatever else, then we're going to have issues.
I'll please tell you that the fact that when they take away part of your offense with the throwing, that you were able to adjust and get the run game going to establish that last night.
It's important. I mean, I was talking with Coach Winkle over here, who for years has been as balanced as anybody in this area, run to pass, and it certainly helps being able to do both at the 1A level effectively, so that if somebody's just shutting your pass game down
right.
and you don't run it well, or vice versa, you know, you're going to really struggle offensively. And you know, again, you go back to, the good teams with the Swingos, the quarterback that could throw and run, and the Brandon Martins the next year, and the McCabes, and although Bright Quick wasn't quite the runner, we had enough other pieces, John Davis and some of them guys, and, you know, I mean, even the Bailey and Krieger and Stewart kids a couple years ago when we were 5-4, we kind of have that this year. The Leedy kid can throw it. Our backup quarterback, Nick Gilpin, can throw it. They both can run it a little bit. So it does, on top of the other kids
right.
that we had,
You know, the Utzinger kid played a really good football game last night offensively. It doesn't, he had 41 yards on 11 carries. It doesn't look great, but when we needed a big play, had a big return on a kickoff, the kid's gutty. And, you know, I know they're, I don't know if they're a rival or whatever, but when you have the local newspaper here in town and the guy that does that ask you about, man, number six is, Chris is like 5'3", 130, mm-hmm. and he's just a great football player. You know, if he was an average-sized high school kid, he'd be getting looks. You know, not that he can't go play, because I keep telling him if he wants to play, he can play. He's right up to play. But, you know, he just kind of, he stands out. I mean, the kid's just got a lot of heart and guts, and that's, you know, trying to preach, you know, size doesn't always matter, because we've been outsized the last 2 weeks significantly. I mean, it's not even close. And, you know, we've held our own, and it's just, you know, it, 1 week at a time, it does not get any easier the rest of the way. The schedule is brutal.
We're talking about that. You got that Abington, and then your home against Lewistown the following week, but the Abington Avon taking care of business there. Any idea of film type of things that when you look at them?
I haven't seen them. I know they only graduated like three kids from last year. One of them was a quarterback. I've been told they're starting a freshman at quarterback. But the majority of their line and backfield is back. Mm-hmm. So they're obviously much improved from last year.
Well, you know, Elliot, when you take a look at so far now, two wins. You win last night, 24-14, and the surprise with this group, anything that you kind of maybe overlooked or something that's really surprised you in the way that they've been able to play in certain phases of the game?
I think maybe certain, I mean, as a unit, it seems like we are more engaged and closer. Practices have been fairly attentive.
Mm-hmm.
They're not always as, excuse me, crisp or intense as I want them, but I genuinely think that the attentiveness has been decent, which is good. I think they care. I mean, I genuinely, and it's a different age now, and I don't like it, but I genuinely think we have more kids that actually give a rat's behind.
Yeah.
Like that, don't you?
Yeah.
A rat's behind about what happens after the game, whether it's a win or a loss. You know, it just seemed like last year when we lost, okay, we hate to lose, but it didn't really affect. This year, it just seems like they don't want to have that feeling.
Right.
And there's more kids that care about not having that feeling.
Right. They've invested a lot of that, right?
To care. I mean,
yeah.
You don't have to be a psycho like me to where, you know, you don't eat or sleep or whatever after 6 days after a loss, but you've got to. It can't be 5 minutes after a game and you're cheering and hooping and hollering like you won a Super Bowl after you just got your butt beat. It seems to be that way. And you know, we've had some kids that have really stuck. I mean, Logan Davies is a senior that hasn't played a lot of varsity ball. He came in last night defensively and spelled some times of some guys going out at several different spots. Logan's a very bright kid, smart kid, National Honor Society kid. And he stepped up and made some big tackles last night that he wouldn't have done last year. Mm-hmm. So, even stuff like that, the Maxwell kid's actually done a really good job for us he plays right tackle, but we've had to move him to center. Mm-hmm. He's done a good job, and he doesn't always get the reps, although we've tried to split some reps. Last couple of years, some he's played guard. He's very versatile. I've heard no complaining, whatever.
Right.
Coach, I don't want to do this. Coach, I don't want to do that. I don't want to play here. I don't want to. I've heard none of that from these guys, and hopefully that will continue, and we'll see. We'll see.
Absolutely. 2-0, again, a nice win at Havana last night. Elliot, always appreciate you coming on talk about North Fulton football. Good week of the preparation there. I know we'll see you in the September 15th game against Lewistown. That's one of our featured games. We'll look forward to that, and I think we also have the Saturday afternoon game as well.
We
got a couple of games coming up for North Fulton with CD Country 107.9 FM. But always great to have you come up and enjoy it. And despite with Doug coming with you,
yeah,
again, so he stay. He'll keep him over there. He's
yeah,
a troublemaker, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Elliot. Good job again. 2-0, and again on to Abington Avon in week 3 there. So I appreciate joining us here
on this Week 2 Coaches Roundtable. Appreciate it. Thank you. You got it. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll take a break three. We'll play that, and then I'm going to recap the scores. We'll get an Illinois coming up here at 10 o'clock. So we'll take a quick break here. We'll recap some of these scores and then get to Illinois after this timeout.
Mosier Oil in Farmington is proud to offer 50 years of experience and local service as a distributor for quality ExxonMobil and Chevron products. The staff at Mosier Oil work as a team to bring high-quality lubricants and fuels to their customers. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Mosier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day, so for service that can't be beat, call Mosier Oil today, 245-4846, or visit MosierOil.com. Good luck to all the area athletes and coaches from Mosier Oil in Farmington.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairie Land Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to FiberFastNow.com. Check out the Lock in Your Price for Life offering and pricing, then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com.
A couple of scores again. Canton won last night 61-0 over McComb. The sophomores won 50-0. Stark County over Lewistown 18-6. Farmington to win 29-20 over Rushville. North Fulton won at Havana 24-14. Vicksville West Central beat South Fulton 42-32. And again, those are some of the area games played in our Central Illinois area. We'll have on the schedule this week, Canton, Washington will be coming up Friday night on WBYS. And as we mentioned, coming up on CD Country 107.9 FM, Illinois West at Farmington, with the new dad, Dakota Horn. Thanks for joining us. That's your Sports Saturday. Illinois football is up next.
This has been Coach's Roundtable, a Fulton County tradition of breakfast and sports conversation with area coaches from the Canton, Farmington, Havana, Lewistown, and North Fulton area. Broadcast sponsors include Monocle's Pizza, Just Teasin' Hair and Nail Salon, Country Financial Agents Ray Rickena and Walter Brown, Big Rack Steakhouse, Ipava State Bank, White Oaks, State Farm Insurance Agent Chuck Taylor, Graham Health System, Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine, the Clayburgh Fulton County Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, and the Hy-Vee Food Store on North Main in Canton, home of Coach's Roundtable. Visit 1560WBYS.com for streaming online and the free stream app for your iPhone, smartphone, or other device. This has been a presentation of WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM, the leader in high school sports coverage.